Governor Bruce Rauner announced last week that Illinois Poet Laureate Kevin Stein is stepping down from the post after a good long run. Poet Laureate is a position that comes with a title but no job description, no budget, no staff, and no salary. Yet it's been held by some of Illinois' most beloved public figures. Bradley University professor Kevin Stein has held the position since December 2003. He follows in the footsteps of Carl Sandburg, Illinois' first poet laureate, Gwendolyn Brooks, its longest-serving laureate. Stein tells GLT's Judy Valente the legacy of those who preceded him was never far from his thoughts.
Anybody who follows Ms. Brooks, Gwendolyn Brooks, and Carl Sandburg understands it's going to be a daunting task, and one will suffer in comparison to those literary giants and also really active persons in the literary world. So I knew that I wanted to extend some things that Ms. Brooks had done so well, and I also wanted to add my own touches. So we created a couple of Poet Laureate websites. There hadn't been a website before that. We put a lot of audio and video of poets reading their work on those websites. That's really popular. A lot of youth poems. And they've been a real delight for me. Every place I'd go and work with young folks, I always came back with a pocket full of poems that I thought were really wonderful. The website featured an Illinois poet in both audio and in text, so you could read the poem, and then you could hear the poet read the poem, recite the poem. And I think that's really exciting. Illinois Association of Teachers of English has a yearly grade, middle, and high school poetry competition, and I was able to co-sponsor that and get to write about the winning poems that I found most exceptional. So I was able to write about young folks' poems with the same sort of seriousness and the same kind of passion that I take to writing about the work of James Wright or other contemporary American poets.
That brings me to another question. What are your thoughts on the quality of teaching of poetry in the schools today? Many people will say to me that the way they were taught poetry in the schools just killed it for them. And other people say the way they were taught poetry when they were in grammar school or high school opened up a whole new world for them.
Teachers often are uncomfortable teaching poetry if they were taught by someone who was uncomfortable teaching poetry. We have many wonderful high school and middle school teachers who impart, I think, a love of poetry, but where others don't, those folks err, I think, by making it a Where's Waldo search for meaning. Instead of emphasizing poetry's sonic pleasures, its playfulness, its connecting of people and history across the ages and across demographics, we worry too much about having an expository essay result out of the reading of the poem. And poems are experiences. They're not stories about experience. They are experiences. When you read a poem, you're having an ecstatic experience. You know, I think many times we have folks who spend too much time on rudimentary manners of meaning and not on the bigger stuff that poetry is tied into.
What do you see as the future role of the Poet Laureate in Illinois? And should there even be a Poet Laureate?
Well, it costs the state nothing, I think, you know, interestingly. There's no travel budget, there's no stipend, there's no project budget. So really, it's what one makes of that title. Being Poet Laureate shouldn't be an act of self-aggrandizement. It's a service position, honorific service indeed, but it's a service position. I do think that poetry has a place in the public forum. You know, in ancient Rome, when you published a poem, you actually recited it aloud in public in front of a gathered crowd. So many times in our nation's history and world's history, a poem and the culture became inextricably bound up. So for me, poetry has a public function that I think the Poet Laureate becomes the face of and the agent of.
What were some of the occasions in which you were called upon to write a poem specifically as Illinois Poet Laureate for a specific event?
I was asked to participate in the Gold Star Mothers Ceremony every September. I was touched by Governor Quinn's asking me to participate because he thought poetry had a part in that public forum, in that public ceremony for a very hurtful event. You think about those mothers who have lost a child in service of country. So I did write a poem for that event, directed right to those Gold Star mothers.
Can you read an excerpt of that?
It's only about 20 lines or so, so I can probably do the whole poem.
Okay.
To Illinois Gold Star mothers who lost a child to war, you know these names as more than polished stone, more even than ink on white parchment. You know the child awash with chocolate, the lanky one whose knees no jeans could hold. You know the face you framed upon the wall, those eyes as lush as June lilies, that hair as wild as the river after spring rains. You know the one who shouldered burdens ask of him. You know sacrifice, because she gave you the word whole in act and deed of hour upon lonesome hour. You know these, and shall not forget the way you learned by heart what it means to birth and to give away. Mothers know how mothers greet son's yellow umbrella, unfolding from Kankakee to Cairo, from Watsika to Buffalo Grove to Rock Island, arcing from there to Tokyo and Seoul, Berlin to London, Kabul to Baghdad. You know why sunrise portends sunset, realm of the asked and the given. Your nation's born of more than stone, more than ink on white parchment.
That's so beautiful. What was the reaction, I'm wondering, of the mothers?
It was gratifying that I read the poem, I believe, 6 times or 7 times. And it was gratifying that the poem was well received by the mothers. And movingly, I'd had a number of individuals, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, sisters, say that they have the poem pinned up in their cubicles at work as a way of thinking of their lost loved one. And of course, that just gives one chills as a poet and as a person, as a human being, the way that language can bring comfort and solace.
What made you decide to step down at this point?
You know, it's been a wonderful run. There are a number of terrific Illinois poets, and it was timing. My wife and I are both going to be retiring from our work this December, and so it just seemed a nice fit for me to step away from this and allow somebody else to have this tremendous opportunity.
Any new books in the offing for you?
I am well into a new manuscript. I'm still tinkering, and it's a lot of fun to have something to go and sit at the desk and mess around with and be excited about.
Well, Kevin Stein, thank you for your service to poets and budding poets and emerging poets and to the state of Illinois.
Well, thank you for saying that, and also thank you to the state for having given me this opportunity. It was in many ways a life-changing professional opportunity, and I'm really grateful for the chance.
I've been talking with outgoing Illinois Poet Laureate Kevin Stein. Thanks again.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
Bradley University Professor Kevin Stein will step down in December as Illinois Poet Laureate. He hasn't heard yet from the Rounder administration about the selection process for a new laureate, but he says Illinois has so many excellent poets, he's certain it won't be hard to appoint his successor. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.